Now, there's Angela across the road. Not so much now, but when across the road.
Yeah.
I fell down the stairs backwards, as I told you.
Yeah.
I was in Morrison for 3 weeks and Goss Annie for 6 weeks.
I know.
Every night, bar none, Angela, Derek, come and Emily, the child, would come to Morrison Hospital. Every night.
Every night, wow.
So they missed me. And so when they came, say, tonight, mm-hmm. well, I got to tell you, Angela said, they're moving me now to Goss Annie. So, well, what difference does that make then? She came every night from here to Goss Annie.
Yeah, so every night. 5 miles, yeah.
One night they were at a wedding, and the reception was somewhere, and she was in a long dress. She left the reception to come up there to see me, mm-hmm. in a dress and high heels.
Yeah. Oh, she's a lovely lady.
Well, and does my washing now. Now all I got to do every month is remind her that my prescription.
Mm-hmm.
She's got the paper. She goes down to the surgery, come out of the road, mm-hmm. drops it in, say, Monday, goes down Wednesday to pick it up,
mm-hmm.
goes into the surgery and gets it. Bernard, there we are. I got it in there now to open tomorrow.
Mm.
That way.
What a wonderful neighbour.
Derek, living opposite you.
Yeah.
He's my lifeline here.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's coming up now sometime. You rang me earlier. Bernard, what's wrong? Nothing wrong, Derek. Linda wants to know, can I fetch you up a spaghetti bolognese for your tea?
Mm.
Yes, thank you, I said. He's the one that'll come in when looks in the fridge, freezer. Oh, you could do two or three more. Right, here you go, back he comes. And then he got a list of what he pays, and my son does all my finance.
Mm.
He'll come up tomorrow and how much does he want to pay out, like, you know.
Yeah.
But the they my lifeline, I know, yeah, I'll tell you, yeah. The two are from here.
They're lovely.
They're like, yeah. I mean, everybody else is nice, there's no question about it. But that's why it's nice and quiet around here.
Those two, yeah.
Beautiful. I mean, every day's like a Sunday to be it. Friday and Saturday, no problem.
Mm.
But those two are, well, before, not now, when I came out of hospital after that, I had to go over there every night for a meal,
yeah.
and sit in their room with them, like that,
mm.
until I'd say, well, I better go now. Even now, she'll catch my arm across me the road.
Yeah.
And up to now, they won't allow me to go on a bus on my own. And I've been home 13 months. I mustn't go on the bus on my own.
You want to, though, don't you?
Oh, I'm dying to, be honest with you. And one of these days I vowed I won't do it by not telling them. I'll tell them I'm going to try the bus.
Mm.
My point is this, Nora, to be honest with you. If I wait at the bus stop, down by there, I couldn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't see a number.
Yeah, yeah.
But if I go up and stand outside the shelter, you'll automatically stop. I only want to go into the quadrant.
Yeah.
There's plenty of little shops in the quadrant that I can look around. Mm-hmm. Without walking around the town.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know it's in M Bay. I can see it in, naturally. Follow them in, show my grand, Pendary Road, please.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. I can get off the bus, yeah, when he takes me for a haircut. And he don't help me off. I just steps off the bus.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do it one day.
Yeah.
Because at the moment, that's the only thing that snags. I'm tied up with him like that.
Mm.
And of course it's a burden to him as well as to me. I mean, he's got to come out and take me down.
Take
and all
you
that,
to get hair cancer, yeah.
But anyway, I wouldn't, well, I, all, there's another thing, I know it's silly, we can't tell when and how we're going to go.
No.
I mean, I'm looking forward to my 95th Christmas Day now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking forward to 95th birthday, plus I don't know. And we don't know. The only thing I hope is, and when I was, there's another job I had in the church, and mm-hmm. you follow what I'm saying, the sick who couldn't come to church,
mm-hmm.
Me and the lady would take the communion to them in the house.
To them. Oh, yeah.
Well, I've seen us at one time, leaving St. Peter's at 11 o'clock, and coming home, Thelma had gone, coming home to my dinner at 1 o'clock. We had 12 to see to.
Wow.
It's gone now. But I kept it going to say when we didn't have a priest. But what are you going to say about that? Do I know? Because the only trouble we know is that if I don't tell you straight away, it goes.
Mm. I have exactly the same problem.
It is. It's something to do with the. About doing that anyway. But as I say, nobody. And of course, prior to Angela going in, and you heard it yourself, and that man that had to be evicted. scandalous.
The ones that were there?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, dear Lord. They were awful. Yeah.
Well, you and I, as we were talking, I thought it was in heaven when they came in.
Yeah.
And that's how I got favourite with her. I got off the bus to come to here. And there was, I didn't know, she was standing on the door and she said, hello. Oh, I said, welcome to the neighbourhood. And she couldn't get over that. Because I said, welcome to the neighbourhood.
Yeah.
And from that hour then, she started coming and coming and coming.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, yes.
She lovely.
And it's nice. You know, like I said, like she herself, her husband and that, can go into my house or to any of them,
yeah?
And no problem whatsoever.
And just switch it off now.